Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Living on Earth has just launched a new online initiative called Planet Harmony, and each week we're featuring stories from PH. Planet Harmony is a place for young people who have often been left out of the environmental debate to report on the issues impacting their communities. Today, Planet Harmony's Cambry Thomas brings us a story about second chances in Detroit.
I recently saw Examined Life. The movie follows 8 modern thinkers as they move through various cities. The thinkers each had 10 minutes to give their thoughts and philosophies to the camera. It was showing in a once abandoned school that's been repurposed as an independent theater in Detroit's nearly empty Chinatown. During the previews, I studied everything around me because, like the theater itself, everything had a previous life. The bright red velvet seats were salvaged from a nearby remodeled theater. The projector was an old cast-off from another movie house. Even the popcorn machine was an obsolete model from a city-based popcorn company. The funny thing about the whole situation was that I once attended the school before it moved away. I also sat in the seats before, because I used to go to concerts at the theater they came from. And I'd probably seen movies from the projector too, because I used to trek out to the cinema it came from to see midnight showings. My observations faded as the movie queued up and the house went dark. Princeton professor Cornel West came up first.
Takes tremendous discipline, takes a minute, tremendous courage to think for yourself.
He was sitting in a moving New York City taxi.
Unexamined life is not worth living, Plato says in line 38A of the Apology. How do you examine yourself? What happens when you interrogate yourself? What happens when you begin to call into question your tacit assumptions and unarticulated presuppositions and begin then to become a different kind of person?
The unexamined life is not worth living. I settled back into my seat with my popcorn and listened to the ideas of a few more philosophers. But my repurposing thoughts returned when Slovenian theorist Slavoj Žižek appeared on the screen dressed like a garbage collector.
Part of our daily perception of reality is that this disappears from our world.
He was wearing a fluorescent orange vest while pushing around garbage in a giant warehouse of refuse. Žižek spoke about the environment and ecology, but what struck me was his saying that trash does not disappear.
Of course, rationally, you know, it's there in canalization and so on. But at a certain level of your most elementary experience, it disappears from your world. The problem is that trash doesn't disappear.
Trash does not disappear. It seems obvious, but it rang even truer coming from a philosopher standing next to a mountain of garbage. He ended by pointing to one of the trash heaps.
We should learn to love all this.
We should learn to love all this.
True ecologist loves all this.
Žižek could have been pointing to the projector, the seats, the popcorn machine, or even the school. They would have been just trash if someone had not loved them enough to rescue them. For Living on Earth and Planet Harmony, I'm Cambry Thomas.
Cambry Thomas reports for our brand new online offering, Planet Harmony, which welcomes all and is designed to have special appeal for young African Americans. Check it out and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. That's myplanetharmony.com. On the next Living on Earth, one of the nation's most distinguished scientists returns to Alabama.
After 59 years at Harvard, all my adult life, I wanted to go home. So along with the novel, I've written a history of that part of the South.
E.O. Wilson and his novel about ants, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskandaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Emily Guerin and Bridget MacDonald. Special thanks to Earth Alert for the sound from the Santa Barbara oil spill. It came from their documentary Sand, Sun, Oil, and Gas. We had engineering help this week from Dana Chisholm. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwin. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.